The correct time, my watch stopped.
The correct time is you're 8 minutes late.
Oh, thank you.
Hold it here, hold it. This is serious. I hope you got a good excuse why you're late.
Well, do you think that helping someone who is almost killed in an automobile accident is a good excuse?
No.
Oh, then you're going to hate mine.
Hold it, hold it. And I'll let you off the hook this time because you're not usually late. But get to work.
Okay.
Hey, Latka. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything is fine. The reason I was late is because I was dancing around my apartment with joy.
Oh, yeah? Hey, what happened?
My beloved grandmother died.
That's good news?
No, that's terrible news. Bobby, what kind of a person are you? No, the reason is good news is because she left me something very valuable in her will.
Ooh. Oh. What? What?
Cookies.
She left you cookies?
But not just any cookies. See, people used to come from miles around just to eat her cookies. And so last night, I go to the post office and I pick up the recipe and the package with the ingredients.
Right.
And I baked a batch.
Oh.
You want to try?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love grandmother's cookies. I love them.
I hope you dig in. I hope you enjoy them. Go enjoy. Good. Well, what do you say?
Well, they're not bad.
Did you swallow yet?
Did you swallow?
Mine seems to be getting larger.
I feel like I'm going to be chewing for the rest of my life.
You mean you don't like them?
Well, it's just
the first taste. I mean, maybe tomorrow we could have another bite.
You don't like them?
No, like a, you know, tastes vary.
Tastes vary what?
No, like what I'm trying to say is that, you know, maybe the people in your country would love them, but they might not taste the same as the people in our country. I mean, that's perfectly understandable.
Well, I think that the people in America will love my cookies, and I think I'm going to sell them in the stores.
Uh-huh.
That's it, Latka. I told you to get back to work, you foreign dog. Now get back to work.
What? Foreign dog? I don't have to take this from you. I don't even need this job. I have the cookies. And I am going to be rich and famous, just like the famous Amos, the chocolate chip cookie tycoon.
Oh, yeah, Latka, I'm warning you.
No, Louis, I'm warning you.
Oh, you're warning me when I'm trying to warn you?
I am warning you.
Yeah, you're warning me?
Yes, I am quitting.
Oh, no, 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 you're not, Latka. You're not going to quit because I'm going to fire you.
You cannot fire me if I am going to quit.
No, 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 you can't quit because I'm firing you.
But you cannot fire me if I quit first.
You're fired.
I said it first.
No, you didn't.
I quit.
You're fired.
See, I said it first again.
It doesn't matter who says it first. It's who says it loudest. You're fired. You're fired.
I quit.
I can't hear you. You're fired.
I can't hear you. I quit.
You're fired.
Okay. But I quit.
You're fired.
I'm fired.
You quit!
Thank you very much.
How you doing, Jeff?
The engine's back together. Got a few pieces left over.
Close enough. I give this cab to Wheeler.
Louis, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's only temporary. Just until I can find somebody to work as cheap as the guy I fired.
Hey, quit!
Hey, Lou, wanna have one of Locke's cookies?
I don't want any of his crummy cookies, and I don't want his name mentioned in his garage again.
Why, Lou? You miss him?
I had gas I miss more than the guy I fired.
He quit!
You know, I'm really starting to like these.
Well, I don't actually like them, but they're fun to chew.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They kind of grow on you, you know? Yeah. And they last forever in your mouth.
Yeah, and I put one on a bedpost last night, started on it again this morning.
Oh, Grandma Gravis's cookies might catch on. I understand there are 4 stores open to try them out.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine Latka rich?
I'm back!
Hey, so how's your trip?
Oh, great. Omaha's lovely this time of year.
I thought you were hitchhiking to Washington.
I did, too, but I ended up in Omaha. I must have used the wrong thumb.
All right, let's get some cans on the road here. Nardo, 360.
Yeah, just a second.
Wheeler, 441. Banta, 221. Riga.
544. Here, guys. Again. Uh-huh. I'm fine, but the farm sound box.
It's great to be back. Well, boss, I'm back from my vacation.
You didn't happen to run into your brains while you were out there, did you?
No, but I wasn't really looking.
Well, I'll have a cab for you in a minute, Gulliver.
Okay. What's all these cookies?
They were baked by a guy I fired.
He quit!
Ooh. They got a nice little surprise inside.
What are you talking about?
Well, I could be wrong, but I detect something in here that's a lot more powerful than oatmeal.
What's in them?
Well, let's check this out here. Coca leaves.
Coca leaves?
Uh-huh.
You mean the stuff that they make cocaine out of?
Yeah. Yeah, from South America. Peru, I believe. Southern Peru. 74 before the rains. Poignant, but not overbearing.
Are you telling me that Latka is selling cookies with drugs in them? Well, my duty as a citizen is clear cut. Jeff?
Yeah?
Get the police on the phone. What do these coca leaves do to you?
Well, if you chew them for a while, you get a feeling of euphoria, increased energy, strength, and stamina. It's also rumored to heighten your sexual desires. And it makes you see beauty in the most repulsive things.
Did anyone ever tell you that you have the most adorable ear?
Police on the phone, Louie.
Tell them to mind their own business.
Strange about me lately?
Strange?
Yeah.
No. Not strange.
I don't know. I feel like I'm sort of, happy. I got all this energy, you know?
Uh-huh.
Now, last night, I had a little trouble falling asleep. So I wrote an opera.
an opera?
Yeah. I never thought about writing an opera before, but it sounded like it would be fun. It was. I'm going to write another one tonight.
Huh. It just looks like to me that you're in a good mood.
Yeah, well, maybe. I wonder if any of the others are feeling this way.
Anything.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bob. What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Afternoon of the Fawn.
There is definitely something weird going on here.
Hello.
Oh, Elaine. Listen,
Nardo, have a cookie?
Thank you. I've run out. Louis, I've been having the most incredible perceptions today. Do you realize the entire human experience of the universe can be summed up in one sentence?
Do I? Hold that thought. Why don't you come on into my cage here, and we'll talk about that. And sit right there, and we'll have some cookies. And a touch of the bubbly.
wash them down your pretty little gullet.
No, Louis, I'm serious. I don't know why I never saw it before. I have verifiable proof of the existence of God.
Later, this stuff gets flat.
Damn it, I'm telling you, there's something wrong here. Bobby Will is turning into Gazelle. Elaine Nardo is in the Chamber of Horrors. Here's the weirdest thing of all. I'm standing here in the garage on my day off. And I came in there just because I wanted, some more cookies. Hey, Lou, there's something wrong with these cookies.
Riga, you're being a real drip.
No, I'm telling you, Louis, the cookies are doing something to us.
No, everybody's just having a good time. Look at Bantha here. He's eating a billion of them. There's nothing the matter with him.
Tony, how you feeling?
I'm fine.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I am imagining it.
Anybody want any coffee?
Yeah, I'll have some.
Oh, hello, Alex. How are you?
I'm fine.
24 bags by tomorrow. Supermarket. You know, this is And isn't it wonderful how there's so much success I'm having with these cookies? Everyone loves them so much. And I'm going to be rich and famous, like famous Amos. But, you know, I would trade it all if I could only stop talking for 1 minute.
Stop. Listen to me. There's a drug in those cookies.
No.
Jim says there's coca leaves in them.
What?
Coca leaves.
Coca leaves? Oh. That must be the secret ingredient.
Right.
That means he's going to ruin me. I will not be able to sell my cookies anymore.
Well, I'm sorry about
that. No, I cannot do it. My dream is gone. Oh no, you better let me take the balacos and take the Well, this explains why my grandmother's cookies were so popular with musicians in my country.
You think your grandmother knew that there was a drug in these cookies?
Oh no. She would not know that. She's a very good woman, Alex. A very busy, good woman. She was always knitting doilies, you know? A doily here, a doily there, doilies everywhere. And Merry Christmas, Latka. Here is a doily for you. Oh, everywhere you look is doilies. I'd like to give you a doily, you old dog. I'll give you a doily.
Calm down.
Oh. What is happening to me, Alex? I used to be such a sweet man. I used to be so cute you could eat me up.
Yes, I know you were. But that's what happens to you when you take that drug.
Really?
That's why you gotta kick it right now. Right tonight.
Yeah.
You hear me? But you gotta get rid of this.
How am I going to do it?
Well, look, first of all, we got no more cookies.
Yeah?
We're gonna get rid of all these cookies.
That's a good idea. We'll start with this one.
No. Like, sit down. Listen to me. Look. It's going to be a very tough night for you. I mean, you're going to get nervous. You're going to get anxious. You might even get sick. You might even have hallucinations. Delirium. Latka, you're looking at the worst night of your life. No, I don't want you to worry about it. I'm going to be right here going through the whole thing with you.
Thank you very much. Alex, all my dreams are gone. I thought I was going to be rich and famous like the famous Amos. See? But now it's nothing. I thought I was going to finally get out of the garage. You know, I did not want to be rich for the same reasons that other men want to be rich.
Oh, you mean not for the houses, or the cars, or the women?
Or maybe it was the same reason. But, you know, I want to thank you because... You know...
Let's try to get some sleep, all right?
I try. I don't know if I could.
I'm going to stay up and watch you all night.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
What's happening, Latka?
I don't know what's happening to you. Boy, welcome to my home.
Thank you. But I'm not really here. You're hallucinating.
Oh.
I'm only in your mind.
Well, then welcome to my mind. If I knew you were coming, I would have cleaned it up a bit.
Listen, man, I heard what happened to your cookies. It's a tough break.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
I came by because I wanted to say that success, fame, fortune, all that stuff, it's truly overrated.
Oh.
I wanted to tell you that the really important things in life are the simple things.
Oh, the simple things.
The sunset.
Yeah.
The smelling of a flower. I'd like to tell you all of those things, Latka, but I can't.
Why?
Because it's a crock.
A crock?
That's right, a crock. Hey, man, success is wonderful.
Yeah?
Cash is out of sight.
Oh.
Do whatever you can to be successful, because it's great.
Great.
And if it happens overnight, it's even better. Hey, your cookies went down the tubes. Big deal.
Big deal.
Try cupcakes. Try jelly rolls.
Yeah.
Aluminum siding. What's the difference, man?
Nothing at all.
Just get rich.
These are wonderful words.
Oh, man, I just want to try to help, you know?
Well, thank you very much.
Give me five. Keep the change.
Oh, thank you. You keep the change. Bye-bye, famous Amos. Thank you for the hallucination. It was wonderful. Maybe we do it again sometime. Oh, boy. Alex, wake up. Alex, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I have something to tell you. I just found out something very important about myself. Alex, I want to be richer than anything. I want to be richer than the Joneses. I want to make lots of money as much as I can. I want to be rolling in money. Alex, you know something? I just became an American.
Mr. Walters.